prostitutor. The gun. If God's the slayer, then I'm the sword you done.
Jean Lanier IBM.
bringing you heaven instead of hell. But hell be upon the wicked. Did not Genesis show God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2? Discern. It's not incarnation upon Genesis from 900 to 1,000 years. Have you not perceived or discerned this perpetual thing upon the reincarnations to add up into these years? As in Genesis, when life was at its longevity, let me say, or shall I say? Was not the sons of God in Genesis up to Noah? Then after Noah, you started to see angels. Who are those angels? Did not Adam put Eve away instead of divorcing her or cheating on her? If he was in these times, he would have got a hotel. Why did we fornicate against our flesh? If Adam would have took part into consuming the forbidden fruit first, would men reach puberty before women and take advantage of women hitting puberty late, being in the 19, 20 years of age or later in age, being taken advantage of because they have the mindset of a 10-year-old? Oh, new generation we are, at least I am, sorry for our mistakes and do not want you to make the same, for you are colorful as the rainbow. And if you smudge the colors of the rainbow and mix it, it will be one color as the masses of all races. If you take a camera and span it out above the crowds, it will be brown, all races. Oh, respect for the body by avoiding the lusts of the mind. Real Jews are in revelation and bondage and captivity, but the fake Jews have been living in grandeur, and judgment has been upon them. Do you not see? The third temple is a mosque? What? It's not the real Hebrews or Jews over there erecting the real temple, for the foundation is laid by the Spirit, not by physical hands. Hallowed be the day, the seventh day, but Halloween. But they had taken this and put evil spirits upon, but I thank God the wicked has not prevailed as the way they wanted to this year. The end is here. I'm gonna keep going. Etymologies and dark speeches upon your TV, your media, your social media, the videos that's been posted in your feeds to mislead you on purpose. Beware, discern. Use discernment and overstand this illusion to this illusion, not of illumination. No. But illusion nation, a nation of illusions, and that nation is the wicked, not you. Be away from them. Slander and bigotry, why don't we not just see this as jokes? For we got the best jokes. And if you do not have a joke, just pray. If somebody comes to you with slander and bigotry, pray. Oh Father, let this fool who does not know true history, who is using bigotry and slander, for they are the slander, for they bring it. It is in them. They are the downtrodden words that they perpetuate through their lips, for it's in them. Let them see as I turn my cheek for I have been smited by man, and it does not affect me, for God is in me, O Lord of hosts. Yahweh is what they say, Allah, God, all these many names, does it say, does it not? Even Jesus, Yeshua, Yahashua, Yahweh Shai, all the Yahs. Oh, I'm gonna keep going. I'm almost done. True Jews are in bondage. This is Revelation. It says in Revelation, you're supposed to be partying with you, the true Jew, the true Hebrew, the true Israelite. But now the fake Jews has been partying. But judgment has been upon them. They shouldn't have done that. Ran with the lie, the snake that bites his own tail. For you, my people, are the true. For not, aren't you not in bondage, captivity, struggle, fighting? It's not the pain upon your heart to speak upon to wake these wretched souls up. For why go to the good when they are already good? Encourage the good, but the wretched is what this wrath is for. Save them. Even though they don't want to be saved. But play that captain, save them. Put on your cape. Spiritual cape. Not saving these you know what's. For the term has been placed upon hardest. But there are many that has a soul of a harlot, lusting for sin, having their spiritual legs wide open for demons to not satisfy them, and they yearn for the longevity of the spiritual one to come in between. But oh no, I don't lay down with Jezebels. And you shouldn't either. English, angelish, English. Who really made our words, literacy, literals, communications? Do you know true history? Who are the real Anglo-Saxons, the Aboriginals, the indigenous, the spiritual righteous, excuse me? I'm just flowing in spirit, I'm sorry. Aren't we the same? By flesh, for by blood, isn't it not heat? Oh, you haven't discerned when all passes, they have a melanated pigmentation unto them, but fire is in the blood, and the fire fills the flesh. It lightens up a certain light or pigmentation, or if you do not overstand, just overstand this in the winter of the melanated ones, does not these melanated people get lighter? Does not the blood singe into the core of your spine, of your center, of your plexus of heat to warm you up? Which is why you lighten in the day. Do not focus so hard on the pigmentation when winter comes and you just lighten up. Why is this important? Because it has some dealing with the sun that rises from east to west upon the straight and narrow, never failing. Oh, be not upon this righteous thing like the kings who were ordained kings, like Uzziah, who came in the temples, which the temples were rendered for the high priests of Aaron, the Levites, the Melchizedek, the Nazarites. For he was king, but thought he was priest, and took upon their herb and gotten leprosy. It's not the pale races when they deal with herb, they get paler in complexion. Oh, should we not play with these things, or should we play with them? No. For God's law and order stand still unto this day and to the very end. Do not play with his orders. for those in the so-called secret societies who are doing just that. This is a spiritual war. I see them, you see them, you dream about them. For those who know, who see, you see. You are in the spiritual war. When you dream that you are great, and that is what you are, manifest that. For in the physical, you are great as well, reflecting your spirit. Be that. For time ends when God says, stop trying to tell people these sites, these social media, that revelation. Yeah, sure it is now. Preach that. But don't take account of a time when this thing ends. The Most High does not like that. Have you not seen the scriptures? When man tried to take it upon his own hands to do and say, he did it. No, the Most High don't like that. You see, the Most High's glory is His. Give it to Him. For if you continue to tell people, oh, tomorrow, this holiday, or this holy fasting day is the end. Are you going against, are you not? Let me say again, are you not going against the Most High's commandment? For He knows the time, the hour, the exact second. Stop causing error upon your soul. Fooling these people that the end of 2019, 2020, 2030 is the end. No, the Most High told you not to do that, for He knows it. And then those people wait for the time to come, then it comes and nothing happens, and they go back to sinning. That error is upon you. The Most High forewarned you to not to do this. Believe. Stop being weak. Oh. For surely there is anger upon righteousness without sin. It's in the scriptures. Search. Hold on, I'll search for you.
You have time. You have time. Oh, it's 1144. Oh. Give me time, for I know this is a recording upon this song.
You can cut this out if you want to rap upon it. I don't care. But I know. I did my part.
But let me bring you this verse that shows that, yes, it's not the good have,
you know, be angry all day for sinful and things that you cannot control, but it is righteous anger.
Righteous anger. Let me show you. Let me take you there. Let me walk you through as I keep talking to you to bring up the scripture. Cannot lie, for the Most High knows my heart. So, here we go. To augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. Numbers 32:14. That's not the one. Do not provoke Him to anger. God of Israel to anger. 1 Kings 15:30. Deuteronomy 9:18. Let me keep going. I could care less if this lasts 10, 20 minutes. Let me keep going. God of Israel to anger with their vanities. 1 Kings 16. The Lord of God of Israel to anger. Provoke me to anger. Provoke me to anger. So that's a lot of that. Let me keep going. The flesh is done anger. Bear with me now.
A moment of silence is okay.
Give you time to think. Isaiah 1:4, our sinful nation and people laden with iniquity, seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel, the Holy Spirit. You can't provoke the Holy Spirit. Jesus forgave, but the Holy Spirit condemns. Yes. An eternal damnation, a second death. And they are going away backward. That's where it ends. His anger shall turn. Daniel.
Daniel. Chapter 9, verse 16. O Lord, according to all righteousness, I beseech thee. Supplication, beseeching. You know, that's more words that define that and that are with that. But anyways, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach, to all that are about us. Jeremiah 18:23. Yet the Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Which they do in sorcery and secrets, but it doesn't manifest as the way they think. It doesn't affect. It's like weak Lego man arrows trying to hit you and has no effect to you. But anyway, forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. But all these verses I just read is not the one that I wanted to present to you, for it is there. But why give you the answer so you can go back in grandeur upon saying, oh, I got the answer, and not searching scripture to confirm? Woe unto the fools, O fools. Woe unto the Most High, who has a hand in every and all things. Woe unto the things that troubles us, knowing that our Father is our all, with help, with healing, and with wrath against those who come against us. Be encouraged always. If I have love in my heart and love you, oh, far greater is the Most High's love, for I am merely in flesh, dumbing down the love that I could have even more so. But I'm in this world, not living in it, but in the midst of it, not falling to carnal things, but carnal things walk past me, and I take not account and interest in it. I end this now. Lord, let your judgment be made more so manifest in these days, and protect your righteous, those with the seal of your name in their foreheads. Amen.